I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Democratic Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin dedicated his entire State of the State address to opiate addiction back in 2014. Since then, Vermont's problems with substance abuse have been thrust into the spotlight. But experts say one part of the crisis is still in the shadows. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Vermont is one of the grayest states in the nation. People age 65 and older now make up nearly 20% of the total population. Barbara Simaglio, deputy commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health, says there's one area where those seniors are troublingly underrepresented.
For the last few years, only about 1% of the people that received treatment for alcohol and drug abuse issues were over 65.
And it isn't because they don't need help. Charles Gurney is the Substance Abuse and Aging Coordinator at the Vermont Department of Aging and Independent Living.
Well, we know that there's just as much substance abuse among older adults as there is younger adults. There's a lot of research that points to that.
Gurney's job is to improve substance abuse treatment and prevention services for people age 65 and older. But he says his chief problem now is general ignorance of the fact that older Vermonters struggle with drug and alcohol problems in the first place. That's beginning to change. The Vermont Association of Mental Health and Addiction Recovery held its annual meeting this week in Montpelier with a special focus on substance abuse by older people. The idea for the theme was Gurney's, and he says he hopes it will open the eyes of the nearly 200 mental health and substance abuse experts who turned out for the day-long event.
Because actually one of the biggest problems in terms of substance misuse and abuse among older adults is it's been hidden, under-identified, and under-recognized.
Dr. Stephen Bartles is a professor at Dartmouth Medical School and a national expert in geriatric psychiatry. He says not only are older people as likely to abuse or misuse drugs and alcohol, but their aging bodies make them more susceptible to adverse health events as a result. According to Bartles, the onset of chronic health conditions in older people and the drugs used to treat them can turn even small amounts of alcohol into a serious threat.
About 25% of emergency department admissions, it's been thought, for older adults may be related to some sort of alcohol medication interaction. That's really astonishing if you think about it.
Gurney says the stigma attached to substance abuse is even more pronounced for the older generation, so it's harder to convince them to seek treatment. But he says the state also lacks the recovery programs needed to help them when they do.
Actually, there's only one treatment provider in all of Vermont so far that's at this point developing a age-specific treatment program for elders.
Gurney says increasing treatment capacity will require additional resources. He says that as awareness grows and more seniors begin to seek help, Vermont will have to make sure they have a place to find it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.